Hey guys, Pastor Jürgen here. We're so excited you're tuning into one of our amazing messages. What you're about to hear is going to be fresh, it's going to be real, and it's going to be powerful. It's going to help you to grow stronger in your walk with God. It's going to put faith on the inside of you. It's going to cause you to be able to walk in greater dimensions of blessing and enlargement so that you can be a blessing to other people. Well, lean in, enjoy the word. God bless you.
And so right now we're going to have three beautiful ladies come up. So Bronte Cable, Diane Starzinski, and Elena Gambardella are going to come up. Grab your seats. We're going to, it's going to be so great. So we are going to chat with them. So as you have seen, we have a Cherish conference coming up in October at Harrah's, and the theme for that conference is His promises are yes and amen. And these might be under your backside there. So grab that. But for so leading up to this, you know, Pastor Leanne was sharing that we want to share some testimonies where people have gone through things, or they've gone through a desert season that didn't always look like their promised land. And so we wanted to hear some stories tonight and bring some stories, you know, to you all that His promises are yes and amen. And you might not be in that place of victory yet, but it is coming. And so we are going to chat today and we're going to hear their stories and tell us, about how they got through their desert seasons. So first, we're going to have beautiful Bronte share.
Hi, ladies. Thank you so much for letting me share tonight. I'm so excited to be here. I wanted to share about my faith in a desert season. I'm not a public crier, but this is really sensitive to me, so I'm probably going to bawl. So I have always dreamed of being a mom since I was a really little girl. I've always wanted babies of my own. And when my husband and I decided to start a family, we thought, great, it can't be that hard. You just decide you want to have kids, you live happily ever after. Or so we thought. We got pregnant with our first baby, and it was a miracle. We were so excited. And just a couple weeks after finding out we were pregnant, we had lost our first baby. And they had gone home to be with Jesus. And so, you know, you go to the doctors and you lose one and they're like, well, we're sorry, try again. And that just doesn't sit right. I'm like, no, that's not, it doesn't just happen like that. But then we got pregnant with baby number two and we thought, okay, this is it. This is our miracle. Things are going great. No crazy symptoms. And I go into my 10-week appointment and they tell me, your baby's only 6 weeks. Come back in a couple days, maybe we'll see. This could be, you know, we just measured you wrong. And so we sent out the word to all of our prayer warriors, and everyone right then was praying, believing for a miracle, and we're like, okay, God, you're gonna come through, you're gonna come through. And the next day we went in for our ultrasound, and they had let me know that my baby had passed, and that I would have to go to surgery to be able to pass the baby. And so not only was I healing from the emotional trauma of losing another baby with no reason why, I had to go through the physical pain of healing from a surgery that I didn't choose to do, that I didn't want to do, and had to go home that night thinking I have a baby inside of me that was supposed to be mine, but I don't get to bring home. So we continued to press in, we continued to pray, and then shortly after that, I was at an Awaken conference. And a pastor just so happened to come up to me and say, hey, I don't know what's going on, but do you have generational curses in your family? And she had listed some specific ones, and I went home and found out that I did. And she told me, I want to give you a verse to cling to in this season, Malachi 3:11, that your fruit will not drop before it is ripe. We often hear Malachi 3:10 when, you know, we're doing tithe messages and stuff, but she said, no, I want you to take this word and I want you to declare this over your body that you will not drop your fruit before it is ripe. So I went into a deliverance session because, as you guys know, some things you can break on your own and sometimes you need some little bit of help. We renounced all of those generational curses. We broke all those ties and it was time to start really pressing in for my baby. But what I didn't realize was that by stepping out in faith, I was going to be changing the generations to come for my entire family. My sister has been believing for a baby at this point for 11 years. Going into this deliverance session, I never thought that by breaking those curses, she would be bringing home her miracle baby. a month after that, she had called me telling me that she was pregnant. And just a couple days later, I found out that I was pregnant with baby number 3. We were due only 5 days apart. So at this point, I was like, that's it. This is it. I'm taking this one home. We're 5 days apart. And then again, at 6 weeks, 5 days, we lost our 3rd baby. And this was devastating. But the one thing I knew was God's hand was in it, that He was not going to leave me here. And that I was angry, don't get me wrong, but I knew to bring it to Him. And I knew I needed to heal from the anger, not just hold on to it. So after that, we were eligible for extensive testing. We were able to go through all of the hoops and learn things that we didn't regularly know. And my husband and I decided, okay, we know this information. We're going to have some convergence. We're going to bring medical professionals along with my faith. But let's put this on the shelf and let's switch to our miracle home. In the natural, we couldn't buy a house. But we're like, well, you know, God's on our side. So we decided to buy a house. And the week that we moved in, the day we moved into our house, I took a pregnancy test in our brand new bathroom and found out I was pregnant with my miracle baby girl that I did get to bring home. And I remember coming out of the bathroom pale as a ghost, because at that point I really knew that I knew that this one was coming home with me, because I have a brand new house and a new baby. That's terrifying. Okay, God's hand has to be in this, because I can't do it on my own. So I just want to encourage you guys, everyone that's believing for something, whether it's a baby to bring home or you're getting ready to birth a new venture, just don't give up hope. Like, God's hand is in it. Every time that I would get scared, I would just think, do I want to live this entire situation in fear? One of these babies is going to stick. Do I want to look back? And do I want to think I was scared the whole time? I didn't get to enjoy my miracle. No. So every time fear would cross into my head, I would think, okay, God, that's not of you. This baby could stick. Even if not, they'll be home with you. But this baby could stick, and I will not live in fear. And I just pictured His hands interlocking together, holding that baby in my womb the entire time. And so along with that, in Malachi 3:11, I pressed in at Cherish Prayer. So if you're not there and you're believing for something, be there. These ladies, they prayed with me. They prayed for me. There were seasons that I was not strong enough to pray for myself. I could barely get up in the morning. But if I was subject to my feelings of not going to prayer, the chances are I wouldn't have my breakthrough that I have now, because I forced myself to go. So thank you guys for letting me share my story.
Vontae, oh my gosh. It's so incredible. And what's so incredible about that story is I knew you during that time. And to watch you go through that, and you've never lost hope, you never lost faith, and you did have hard moments in it. But I watched you. You had your chin up. You came to work every day. You did your job. You came to prayer. You stayed faithful. You stayed believing. And to see God move in your life and to see your 2 miracles now, beautiful. And God gets the glory. And so thank you, Jesus. And we are going to be praying at the end. Bronte is going to be praying specifically over these things at the end of this time here. So if that resonated with you, then you'll have a moment of ministry at the end. So thank you for sharing, Bronte. So amazing.
Thank you.
You're amazing. All right. So next we have Diane. Diane, tell us your story.
Sorry, I have a little bit of laryngitis. I learned several years ago that when you have something that you've committed to, such as this, that it's real important that you follow through, because the enemy will do whatever he can try to do to keep you from showing up. So today he gave me laryngitis, but I'm going to press through. So this is a vision card. I think you guys have all seen it. We pass these out here at Awaken in January, and it's just an opportunity to think of the year ahead and think of some visions that maybe God has given us, or some things that maybe areas we want Him to move in our life. And I remember, you can see mine is blank. So I sat there and I remember just saying, Lord, I have no visions for this year. I can't think of a thing. I am so overwhelmed with everything in my life right now. I cannot add one more thing. I have no vision. So what was going on with me at the time was my mother was in a nursing home. She had been there for 3 years, and she had Alzheimer's. And so I was spending a lot of time going to visit her, making sure she had everything she needed. And it was a cause of a lot of anxiety and worry for me. Also, I was taking care of two dogs, one that was sick. And so I was having to take her to the vet for repeat visits. And I had her on a couple of medications, trying to keep her comfortable and keep her alive. I was in a job that, gosh, anybody who knows me has heard me complain about my job. It was just very stressful. And I just, you know, working 50 hours a week, overtime, lots of drama, lots of turnover, it was a really difficult job. So add all that to the normal life stuff, taking care of a house and laundry and grocery shopping and husband, family. It was just overwhelming, too much going on. So, but I was doing okay. I was holding on really tight to all of those things. But that February, things started to change for me. I got a call from my mom's nursing home. She was starting to decline. So I went right away, and once I saw her, I knew that she was preparing to die. And I spent the next 3 days praying for her and helping prepare her for heaven. The next day, I got a call. It was a Sunday, from the nurse saying that she had passed in her sleep. And I remember coming to church that morning, that Sunday morning, and I sat right there in the second row. And during worship, I just began to weep. And people came around me, laid their hands on me. Somebody held me. And as I wept, I could just feel the Holy Spirit come over me. And the grief was just lifted. And the burden, the worry, everything was just lifted off of me. And all I felt was peace. And I saw a vision that morning of my mom in heaven. I hadn't experienced God like that before. So a week or so later, I came home from work, and my dog, Caroline, my husband said she can't walk, she won't get up. So the next day we had to take her to the vet, and it was time to put her down. And the same thing, I just held her in my arms and sang to her as she took her last breath. And the grief came, and the Holy Spirit was there, and we got through it. And again, just peaceful. And then with work, gosh, just kept getting worse. And I just held onto that job so tight. I just kept telling myself, if I could just work harder, if I could just, you know, it's going to get better. And God, Lord, maybe you can be a light and help me share your love to my coworkers. You know, just holding on to this job so tight. It was almost like some sort of striving, loyal, spiritual, twisted codependency. I don't know. I could probably go to the recovery group and try and figure that one out. But one day it just got so bad, I went in the bathroom and I locked the door and I just cried. And I said, God, you have to get me out of here. I can't deal with this place anymore. You have to help me find a new position. So that night I went home and I applied for every medical assistant job on the corporate site. The next day I had four interviews, offers, which I did. And then after I had completed the interviews, I had gotten an email. And this was for a job that hadn't even been posted yet. And it was the supervisor emailing me asking if she could meet with me. She had heard that I was looking for a new position. So the next day we met, and she hired me on the spot. the perfect job. So what I learned through all of this is that sometimes we just hold on to things so tight. For me, it was fear. It was fear of the pain of losing my mom, losing my dog, giving up on my job. I just tried and strived so hard to just hold on to those things. But we went 2 weeks ago, and the whole family met in Oregon. We brought my mom's ashes up there. We had a celebration of life and scattered her ashes. And I came home, and as I got off the plane, it just hit me. My mom is in heaven with Jesus. My dog is at peace. My job is finished. And tomorrow I begin my new job.
So good.
So it is good to be positive and keep our chins up. But sometimes we have to stop and ask ourselves, am I holding on to something that God wants me to let go of?
So good.
Sometimes it's hard for him to move and shift when we won't let go. He'll be there with us through it, but he won't do it until we take that step. So, the scripture that I have that really helped me through this time was Romans 8:28, and this is the Amplified version. And we know with great confidence that God, who is deeply concerned about us, causes things to work together as a plan for the good of those who love him and for those who are called according to his plan and purpose.
Oh my goodness. Thank you for sharing, Diane. So beautiful. And to see you now, so your vision card now.
My vision card's still empty, yep. But I have hope.
Yes, and
I have hope.
No, and now I feel like God has, you know, there's been things removed from your life that you've let go of and let God, you know, has led you out of certain things. And now you're going to have new visions. You're going to have new goals. You're going to have a new life. And you're going to rewrite that card. And I feel like that is a word for some ladies here. Like, grab a new vision card. Yes. Like, after tonight or wherever you're at, it's okay that it's May. Yeah. Start a new card. Fill it out. And, you can fill out a new card in December if you want to. Like, you can believe for, what God has for you. So thank you for sharing, Diane. Excited for your future. Excited for your vision card. And, thank you for sharing. So you're amazing. All right, Elena. You're amazing.
Hi. So for those of you who don't know me, my name's Elena. And I'm just going to give you a really quick kind of rundown of a desert season that I walked through last year. So in January of last year, my husband and I purchased our first home. I was also 2 months pregnant. We were moving in and remodeling at the same time, which I don't recommend. It's really stressful. my daughter was 18 months old at the time. We took her to the doctors. We were feeling some hardness in her stomach. And when we took her to the doctors, they were right away saying, this looks like it could be a tumor. We're going to need to do more testing. So we were shipped off to the emergency room where they did ultrasounds, and they came back with saying, this is a tumor attached to her kidney, and we're going to have to go to surgery right away. So next thing you know, we're in surgery with our baby, and they remove her kidney. They removed the mass from her kidney, and it was like the size of a grapefruit. Wow. And like seeing that come out of your daughter was like horrifying as a mother, traumatizing as well. And so from then on, my husband and I really weren't in fear about everything that was going on. They said that they were going to do some tests and then get back to us in a couple weeks. But then the bad news came, and then the bad phone call came of the doctor telling us, hey, the test results came back and the tumor is cancerous. And not only that, but we're going to have to do chemotherapy, even though your daughter has no cancer in her body. And it was 100% completely removed. We're going to have to do chemotherapy regardless, just in case. and it's going to be, you know, for X amount of time. This is the schedule that you're looking at, how many times you're going to be coming in. You know, it's going to be weekly and then every 3 weeks, and just unloading all this information on my husband and I. And it was like the Twilight Zone. Honestly, I was so shocked at everything the doctors were telling me. It was surreal. But I had to put aside my will, because God had given me a word that my daughter was going to have to take this medicine, but she was going to be fine. And everything in my mama bear spirit wanted to fight like hell against these doctors that were telling me I had to do something for my daughter that I knew she didn't need because she's healed in Jesus' name. And I had to hold on to the promise he had given me through the Holy Spirit, and also the promises that are in the Bible. And I had to just trudge forward. And during this time, I also was considered high-risk pregnancy. So we were at Kaiser 4 times a week. It was absolutely ridiculous. And I can tell you that the most horrendous place on the planet is the cancer floor of the pediatric hospital. It's like a whole new level of horror, walking past rooms and rooms of bald, isolated children and doctors in hazmat suits and doctors that double glove to like touch your child. And you're just thinking like, what in the world is going on? I cried out to the Lord so many times about it, but it was always, the word was the same, that she was going to be fine. And so, I mean, everything I was seeing was, and hearing and reading and the doctors are speaking, was telling me the opposite. But I had to hold on to that with everything in me and push forward and not look at what I'm seeing in the natural, and also remind myself that what I'm seeing in the natural is temporary. This is not permanent. So the Bible verse that I have that I really had a revelation of and had to stand on is Ephesians 6:13 in the Amplified Version. It says, "Therefore, put on the complete armor of God so that you will be able to successfully resist and stand your ground in the evil day when the bad news comes. And having done everything that the crisis demands, to stand firm in your place, fully prepared, immovable, victorious." Wow. This is what I was doing on a daily basis, on an hourly basis. It was resisting, rebuking, and standing. And it was constant. Every single negative thought that came into my head, I had to resist it, rebuke it, capture it, get rid of it, and replace it with the word of God, what I knew was true. And so this like required so much discipline as a mom. And there were days where I was crying on the floor, calling my mom. And she is such an awesome mom. She would remind me of exactly these three things to do. But I'm telling you, there's no way on earth I could have gotten through this without the word of God and standing on it and knowing that his promises are true for my daughter's life, for my life, for my family. Yeah. And just something for the moms out there too, that I also realized during this time, is that if we as moms fall apart and throw our hands in the air and fall on the ground and cry every time the enemy tries to attack our children, the enemy doesn't care about kids. He's going to attack them again and again and again if that's what you're reacting to. So it took so much discipline for me to put on a poker face and to not react to the things I'm seeing and to suck it up and put my chin up and push through it and have joy as my daughter's losing her hair, as I'm holding her down to receive chemo treatments. I mean, awful things, but I had to stand firm on God's word. And ultimately, that's what got us through. And I can't even imagine walking through something like that without Jesus Christ. And when the enemy comes in like a flood telling you things like, you can't do this, this is too hard for you, you're not going to be able to make it through this, rebuking that and telling yourself out loud, reminding your natural and the spiritual that I can do all things through Christ Jesus. I am more than a conqueror. You know?
Yeah. Brilliant, brilliant. I don't know if I'm on. Oh my gosh. Well, hello, hello. Oh, there we go. Brilliant. Well, that is so incredible, Elena, and to watch you go through that process and your faith. Every time I talked to you, you were quoting scripture and you were saying, my Bible says and my God says, and you were declaring over Hailey. And now and you always had worship music on playing and she's dancing around in her princess dresses. I think she owns every princess dress Disney has. And so your beautiful daughter, and she is healthy and whole and perfect today. And you are such an amazing mama. And thank you for sharing that. And Pastor Leanne made a shirt for you too. We have Mama Bear shirts. For yes, Bronte and Elena, you get Mama Bear shirts, and Diane, you get Chin Up shirt. So go, yeah, show the Mama Bear shirt, right? No? Mama Bear. It's the season of the Mama Bears. Oh my goodness. We are gonna change the world. So now let's all stand. And we are going to come in time of prayer and ministry now. So if there was something that resonated with you, with Bronte's story, with Diane's story, and with Elena's story, we're gonna pray into those things right now, and then we're going to celebrate together after. So thank you, Jesus. All right, Bronte, let's pray. Thank you, God.
If you are believing for a miracle baby, or you have barrenness in your life in any area and you are believing for a miracle, I'd love if you could step out in faith and raise your hand so that these beautiful women can come around you. They can lay their hands on you and they can stand in faith with you, because as two or more are gathered, there he will be. God, I thank you for these beautiful women. I thank you that we get to enter your courts in thanksgiving. I thank you that you are a good father, that you want the best for us, that this isn't from you, but we're gonna be able to use it to glorify you. So right now, I speak to these women's bodies. I command them to come into alignment with the Holy Spirit. I command their spouses' bodies to come into alignment with the Holy Spirit. I thank you that we can stand firm, that no matter what the doctors say, that you have the truth, that you have the final say. So God, I thank you that each and every one of these women are gonna be holding their miracle babies, that they're going to have the strength to partner with their friends who are believing for miracle babies. I thank you, God, that you love us. I thank you that you are speaking words to these women to get them through. I thank you that they are finding favor with you. And God, I just pray, that as they step into this new season, that when things get a little tough, when they do get pregnant, and when they do have their miracle baby, that they remember to have gratefulness and thankfulness. And enemy, I command you to go back to the pit of hell, that you cannot take our children, you cannot take our future generations, that these are ours, that we are putting a stake in the ground today, that we are claiming these kids, that these kids are rightful heirs to the throne of Jesus Christ. And I thank you that these kids that we're fighting for are world changers, that they're gonna shake up the atmosphere around them, that these women remember that the devil is trying to take our kids because he knows that we are gonna do something to change the world, that our kids are not gonna be silent, that they're gonna know that we fought for them, that they are here for a reason. So God, I pray for each and every one of these women. God, I thank you that you are anointing them, that they have fresh oil over them, that you give them faith and hope and peace that surpasses understanding. I thank you that you are giving them the words to cling to, in Jesus' name.
And if there's anyone here tonight who feels like they are holding on to something and it's time to let it go, it's time to loosen your grip, stop the striving, and just release it to the Lord and trust that He is going to shift it, move it in whatever direction He wants, I just pray over you right now. Thank you, God, for just giving us free will for the strong women that we have here tonight. But we also pray against this spirit of striving, the spirit of resisting, that we have the courage to let go and let you move in these places, even though it may be painful, even though we're afraid of the grief that the loss of this person, this job, whatever it is, will bring us, that we know, Lord, that you will show up there for us and you will meet us there and you will get us through it. So Lord, I just pray that we can trust you and let you into these places tonight. In Jesus' name.
If you're walking through any kind of season right now that you don't want to be in, that you found yourself in, a desert season, especially concerning children, raise your hand and I want to pray over you. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for these women, Lord. I thank you for these mama bears, Lord. I thank you for giving them strength and courage, wisdom, and supernatural discernment as they walk through this desert season, Lord. I thank you for upholding them with your righteous right hand, Lord. I thank you that all the plans of the enemy would be rebuked and the devourer would be rebuked off their lives in Jesus' name, Lord. I thank you for reminding them of who they are in Christ Jesus, Lord, that they are more than a conqueror through you. I thank you, Lord, that in you they can do all things. I thank you, Lord, for giving them strength and courage, Lord. I thank you for upholding them and giving them endurance to persevere until the end of the race, Lord. I thank you for breakthrough being unleashed in their lives, Lord. I thank you for pouring out your spirit over them, giving them words of knowledge and confirmation about the season that they're going through to encourage them. I thank you for bringing life-speaking women around them to push them through. I thank you for your plans being unlocked in their lives, Lord, and all the enemy's plans being brought to your feet and completely demolished in Jesus' name.
Jesus. All right, everyone, just raise your hands in here. I'm going to send you out. Bless God. I just thank you for every cherished woman in this building. I thank you, God, that you're rising, that courage is rising within us, that we have found sisters to do life with, that we are standing by a friend, but that we are standing by a prayer warrior, that we are walking in our calling, that we are going to do amazing things here in East County. And I just thank you, God, for each and every woman here that it took courage for them to come here tonight, that they felt uncomfortable walking in these doors, that they felt uncomfortable coming into this place of women, but that this is a safe place, that we are transparent, that we are real, that nothing is too messy for God. So we thank you, God, for each and every person who has stepped in brave. And I just thank you that East Campus is just a place where you can feel loved and accepted and just feel God's presence. And I just thank you, God, for this night. I thank you that we're going to go out and we're going to celebrate God's goodness and God's love. And I just thank you for this beautiful night and each one of my friends who shared so beautifully. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow. What an amazing word. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Hey, listen, for more information about our church, go to www.awakenchurch.com. Or subscribe to our YouTube channel if you haven't already, and download our app. It is amazing. It is chock full of incredible messages, information about upcoming events, and you can even support our ministry if you feel so inclined. We loved having you with us today. We look forward to seeing you again. God bless you. Live a life that is transformative. Bye for now.